The High Court ruled the health insurance requirement for most Americans was not in fact a mandate but a tax, and Congress has the authority to tax those who don't buy health insurance. As a result, other elements of the Affordable Care Act remain in effect, including low-cost preventive care, drug discounts for seniors, Medicaid coverage for more low-income Americans, barring insurers from turning down patients with pre-existing conditions, and allowing young adults to remain on their parents' health insurance until their 26th birthday. Claudia Lenhoff is Executive Director of Champaign County Healthcare Consumers. She says the court's decision to uphold President Obama's health care law will have a huge impact on area residents.
East Central Illinois actually has a fairly high rate of uninsured individuals, and Champaign County has a very high rate of people living in extreme poverty. So the expansion of health coverage is going to benefit thousands of local residents.
Statewide, currently 1,914,000 Illinois residents are uninsured. That's about 15% of the population of the state. 850,000 Indiana residents don't have health insurance. That's about 13.4% from that state. Mike Brown is president and CEO of Prevena Hospitals in Urbana and Danville. He says expanding health coverage to all people is critical.
If you're one of those folks who's without it, you want that kind of coverage. And it also allows people to have some predictive value on where they're going to go with being able to continue to provide current level of care in a new system. I think it's imperative that people understand that the current system that we work on is effectively broken.
In order to establish a way to get more Illinoisans insured, the state has received three federal grants to study and start building a health insurance exchange. To explain that, here's Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers.
Health exchanges allow individuals to shop and compare different health insurance plans. The Affordable Care Act calls for the federal government to subsidize these state exchanges, but thus far, only 13 states and the District of Columbia have adopted plans for exchanges. And there's concern Illinois and Indiana and the remaining states may not be moving fast enough. Illinois hasn't set up an exchange yet, but could pursue a federal-state partnership. The Campaign for Better Healthcare's Jim Duffett says that would be a mistake.
We need to do our own state exchange. We've got the ability to be able to do it. Illinois is a unique state, a very diverse state. By moving to a state-federal partnership, you lose a lot of power to be able to develop how your exchange should look like in Illinois.
Health Alliance CEO Jeff Ingram says he doesn't think there will be enough time for the state to structure its own exchange.
We'd rather have something in place that we can control some of the choices that are made within the exchange than to have a state just ramrod something through very quickly without thinking through all the details so that we have an exchange that benefits consumers in Illinois to the best possible extent.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn wants the state legislature to move forward with an exchange, but he hasn't ruled out using an executive order to create one. In Indiana, Governor Mitch Daniels wants to make sure he thoroughly understands the ruling before he decides how his state will respond. While states grapple with how to establish exchanges, the Supreme Court's ruling also has, of course, political implications, and not just in the presidential race. With that aspect of the Supreme Court's ruling, here's Illinois Public Media's Jim Meadows.
The Supreme Court's ruling seems to have only reinforced the positions already taken by candidates for Illinois' new 13th congressional district. Republican Rodney Davis says the ruling is one more reason to repeal the Affordable Care Act and replace it with what he calls a market-based health care safety net.
It's going to ensure that we lower the cost of the health care delivery system in this country, put the focus on the doctor and patient relationship so that they actually have a say in what their treatment outcomes are going to be and what the cost of those outcomes will be, and also provide a true cost-effective health care safety net to those who are uninsured, underinsured, and underserved.
But Democrat David Gill says the ruling protects a law that makes important improvements in health care, just not enough of them. In his view, the Affordable Care Act relies too much on private insurance companies.
I don't approve of forcing American citizens to purchase a shoddy private health insurance product. I want them to have the availability of Medicare. I think that we need a public option in there, which would extend the benefits of Medicare to more American citizens.
Independent candidate John Hartman gives the ruling his qualified approval. He thinks the health care law does some good things, but that more needs to be done, including greater efforts to rein in costs. The 13th District House race is just one battlefield where the debate over the Affordable Care Act continues. Its outcome will help decide the impact of the Supreme Court's ruling upholding the law. For Craig Cohen and Sean Powers, I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.